So if it turns out your decision was right, or if it turns out your decision was wrong, or any combination thereof, what matters more is to trust yourself more. Either way things turn out, either way you go, it should be about trusting your own heart more. That's what works. Not, now I know how to do it right. The measure is, are you trusting yourself more? Are you trusting your own heart more? In the long run, that's what matters. So this decision was wrong, so that decision was right. What matters more is how much are you trusting your own knowing, your own heart sense. And that's how worry evolved. The whole activity of worry evolved, and it couldn't be any other way, it seems to me, from people not trusting their natural knowing. There must have been somewhere in this world a time and a place where there, in a society, people did not really know how to worry, because they enough trusted life, they enough trusted the divine, they enough were plugged in to this life. And I will tell you quite happily that I spent most of my life as a worrier, and that is 100% over. And that's possible for anybody. And I'm not saying I don't have negative moments, and I'm not saying I don't have this thought or that thought. I'm saying the mechanism for automatic worry stopped operating. It's simply a mechanism. It can stop for you too. Believe me, if it stopped for me, it can stop for you. There are a lot of reasons why that mechanism should never stop for me. I may be the only Jew in history that ever stopped.
Sometimes, when I'm kind of just looking or waiting, it seems.
Sure, they can hear you.
When I'm kind of just looking or waiting during an interaction, or it seems like space opens up that I feel like it's in front of me, instead of inside of me. But it seems like
But
it seems fine. It doesn't matter, like, yeah. You were saying it comes different ways.
It doesn't matter where you located it. Because where you locate it is arbitrary. Most people feel it inside themselves. That's an illusion too. It's not really inside you. But that's how most people experience it, so it's useful to put it that way in a conversation like this. But it's neither inside you or outside you. It just is. The truth is neither inside you nor outside you. That's just our idea. Inside and outside is our idea. Reality recognizes no inside and no outside. Truth doesn't create any divisions. Our minds do, fine. But don't be fooled. There's a certain utilitarian use to those divisions, but for a conversation like this, it's better to understand that inner is just another aspect of outer, and outer is just another aspect of inner. They're not two things like we generally think. And we generally think that because that's what we're taught to think.